Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Listen to the PM Team On Demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. You can also watch us on YouTube. Watch us on X. We pin our show to the top of our 93.7 The Fan account every day. Easy to follow along and watch there if you're home right now because the roads suck and there's snow and everything else. Good thing to do. Just chill and put us on. Let's go out to the Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. That's where we find our main man. Steelers Super Bowl champ, CBS Sports football analyst, Bryant McFadden. B-Mac, we've hit a bit of a detour today because the Pirates made a big trade with the Tampa Bay Rays and Houston Astros. When you were a Steeler, would you go to Pirates games?
I did. Not a lot. You know, when I was there, it was a few years where the Pirates wasn't really, really good. But
like most years,
I was going to say that doesn't narrow it down for people that weren't there for your playing days, B-Mac.
Hey, but PNC Park is a great park to watch a ball game, man. You never would not enjoy just the experience of terms of the stadium and the structure. But yeah, you know, they weren't really, really good, but I support a little bit.
Did you grow up playing baseball? I feel like most kids,
a little B-Mac, you know, down played in all the time. Think he might be a major leaguer.
Man, I played shortstop and second base. Briefly. Of course, you know, unfortunately, in the areas where I grew up, we didn't have a lot of those resources. That's the great thing about football is that you can play football with anything. You know, you can ball up a bottle and step on it, and that could be your football. You know, you can play football anywhere, in the road, the streets, the dirt, it doesn't matter. You know, when you play other sports, you got to have the proper resources, and that's why I think football excels so much in the South, because when you have good weather, for the most part, decent weather, you can always go out and perform and perfect your craft.
Yeah. Well, Malzi and I had a big debate yesterday about this game on Sunday, and I told him that the Lions really don't scare me right now. Their defense is in tatters. Their secondary is on hard times, and I like what Aaron Rodgers is doing. I like what DK Metcalf is doing. I like what the offensive line is generally doing, even with a fourth string offensive tackle. And I think the Steelers might be equipped to go into Detroit and possibly win a shootout on Sunday. What do you say to that, B-Mac?
If that happens, which I'm okay in seeing, that would make me feel totally different about what the playoffs could look like for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the reason why I say that is because we haven't had postseason success in a long, long time. We all know that.
Amen to that.
It's been talked about ad nauseum, right?
Mm-hmm.
And because of the lack of postseason success in years past, no one really believes that we can have postseason success this year. But if what you stated happens on Sunday, the mindset of Pittsburgh and playoff success changes dramatically. And the reason why I say that is because even though they have a small percentage of a chance to get into the playoffs, they still have a window of hope. Secondly, Detroit, they don't lose back-to-back ball games. They don't do that. Jahmyr Gibbs does not have back-to-back bad performances, and they're at home. Detroit can score points at home, and their defense, to your point, they're not stout, but they're opportunistic and they're better at home. So we can go into Ford Field and come out with a win by any means necessary. Watch what people are saying about Pittsburgh Monday after that ball game when it comes to the playoffs. Because what we saw last Monday from Aaron Rodgers, granted it was against Miami, but who cares? He looked to be the most comfortable we've seen this season. He completed almost 90% of his passes,
yep.
85%. 85%. And for our defense, the way we stopped the running game for Miami, that was a big test. It was a huge achievement because Miami was running football well against anybody. If we can take some of that same vibe, some of those same good things that we did in tackling and being gap signed against Jahmyr Gibbs and David Montgomery and how they're going to run the football, watch what the conversations be on Monday.
B-Mac, do you look at what Rodgers has done the last 2 weeks and see the kind of signs or the kind of little markers that you as a former player would be able to tell and look for that suggest that he can keep doing it? Like, do you see sustainability?
No. Yes, I do. He's having fun. He is having fun. And he is taking advantage of the fun that he's having because the last 2 years in New York with the Jets, he had no fun. He is enjoying himself, man. And the guy still loves football, which makes me believe, especially if we finish on a good note, and I'm not necessarily saying we got to win a Super Bowl for him to come back, because I think if we win a Super Bowl, he's definitely retired.
Yep.
But if we have a successful season, play good football in the playoffs, and he walks away healthy, and he's still feeling that urge and like, you know what, I think we can run it back and we can be better, no question. And I will welcome Aaron Rodgers returning. Because, like I stated with Aaron Rodgers, the above-the-shoulder game is still intact for him. Did you guys see the pinpoint accuracy and just the precision he was dissecting the Dolphins with?
Well, like that pass to Metcalf before Metcalf treated Minkah Fitzpatrick like a stuffed animal doll was incredible.
No question. I mean, the run-pass reads that he has, and he just sees the perimeter pressure, and he checks mentally to a pass play. I mean, those are things that he hasn't lost. He's actually seemed to be as best as he's ever been. Now, athletically, no question, he's not the same athlete that he once was, but the above-the-shoulder game is good, and now the offensive line, to your point, they're protecting him. And shots out to Dylan Cook.
Mm-hmm.
Shots out to that man stepping into that line of fire on a national stage and did not blink at all.
He was a college quarterback. Did you know that?
Yes, a college quarterback who outgrew the position.
Man, he had to eat so much peanut butter and Wonder Bread, I bet, to get big enough to play tackle.
Yeah, like, what were you eating to put weight on, B-Mac?
Man, I didn't have to really put on a lot of weight. I never had that type of problem.
We used to hear Chris Hoke say he would wake up and set alarms in the middle of the night to eat peanut butter sandwiches.
And he would sweat and sometimes cry while doing it.
Yes, man. But those are the type of feel-good stories that championship runs consist of.
Guys, a folk hero like that.
Yeah, that those are the type of stories that's in the midst of a championship like one. So I can't wait to see. Is he starting again this Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, do you think that Amon-Ra St. Brown and Jameson Williams are going to cook the Steelers secondary?
Hey, now I can tell you this much now. Now, those two guys are different. Those two guys are different. That's why I stated what I said earlier in our show. Man, this is a big test for Pittsburgh. This would be arguably, I'm trying to think of everyone we've played, this would probably be the best offense we faced. Now,
well, yeah, they're number one in scoring offense.
Yeah, they're not the same without Sam LaPorta. Sam LaPorta was a great addition. But what they do, especially at home, look at the numbers. Look how good Jared Goff is at home. But to your question, Amon-Ra St. Brown is a bona fide.
Man, he's a dog. He's a bully. When he lines up in the slot, he's a pretty big guy, man. He bullies people.
He is their Hines Ward. He moves the chains. Very, very smart. He's tough in the running game. He blocks. He creates separation because he understands angles. He's not a fast guy, but he creates separation because he understands angles. And then with J-Mo, J-Mo is one of the faster wide receivers in the National Football League. And now we got to also remember, guys, Johnny Morton is no longer calling plays. Dan Campbell has been calling plays for over the last month and a half. And he has a good hand on this offense.
Now, do you know what Amon-Ra St. Brown's pregame ritual is, B-Mac?
No, tell me.
He recites the name of every wide receiver who got drafted ahead of him in his draft.
A certified dog. He's still mad.
Now, do you know any of the bum corners that got picked ahead of you in the 2005 draft?
Man, listen, there were no bums. We actually had a really good class, but yes, I do. Yes, I do.
The quick shift there was incredible.
25 years ago,
you got picked 62nd. There couldn't have been that many dudes.
Man, listen, starting off, Pac-Man Jones.
One for one.
Carlos Rogers. Mm-hmm. And Antrell Rose.
Yep.
Fabian Washington. Mm-hmm. Marlon Jackson. Corey Webster.
Yep.
Nick Collins.
Yep.
Kelvin Hayden. Stanford Rout.
Which one ticked you off the most?
Brodney Poole is in there too.
Now that we're 20 years removed, what name ticked you off?
Brodney Poole was a safety. He wasn't a corner.
They list him as DB here, so you'll have to forgive me.
You're sitting with your family on draft night. What name ticked you off the most? You can be real 20 years later. Like, really, that guy went before me? What the heck?
I'm gonna tell you what didn't tick me off, but made me feel some type of way, is when freaking Heath Millis kept falling.
Really?
Yes, because I caught wind, and I didn't know how true it was, but I knew Pittsburgh had really, really liked me.
Yeah.
Right? And you remember Chris Hope was on the Steelers, and he played with me at Florida State. So me and him, to this day, we still have a great relationship. So
yeah,
he was always letting me know.
Great guy.
They keep asking about you. They like you. And I remember that potentially I could be maybe a first-round selection for Pittsburgh. But what happened was, if you guys remember, Heath Miller, because he had that freaking groin injury, he didn't work out. He didn't do anything.
Yeah, I do remember that.
He didn't do a pro day. He didn't do anything. And Heath Miller was one of the best offensive players in the draft. And I played against Heath in the ACC, like against Virginia, so I knew how good he was. And when he kept falling, and the only reason he fell was because he didn't work out because of that groin injury surgery. And when he was there and Pittsburgh got him, I was like, what the freak?
Because you would have been that pick.
Like, I'm thinking potentially I could have been that pick.
Yeah.
Now, granted, it all worked out. Heath is my dog to this day. But when Heath Miller freaking kept falling, I was like, oh, shoot.
B-Mac, when you say aw like that, any other guest, I'd be like, uh-oh, they might swear because they're just getting into it. But I know I'm just not going to have to worry about that with you. It's going to be aw, shoot, aw, freak. Yeah. I just know.
Hey, think about this, guys. When I played football in all my days, right,
yep,
high school, college, and pros, because I never cursed, and whenever I got in a trash-talking battle with an opposing
imagine
player.
Imagine you and Philip Rivers. My goodness.
They would never take me serious, though. They would cuss me out, and they'd be angry cussing me out. And I'd cuss me like, what the freak? Who you freak you talking to? Who you think you talking to, right? And they look at me and start smirking and laughing.
Did you ever get into it with Rivers? Because that had to just be, oh, dang it all, freak. Like, I can just imagine the two of you jaw-jacking the entire time.
He likes to talk trash.
But he doesn't cuss. He does not cuss.
Trash talking. But, you know, with Phillip, it was hard to kind of take him seriously because he played quarterback.
Yeah.
Like, bro, they protect you. You can't really get out of here and get in a fight like everybody else can because you're protected. So it was kind of hard to
By the way, what did you think of him last week?
Honestly, I salute my hat to Phillip, man. Think about this, guys. Phillip Rivers was on the couch 2 weeks ago. He was on the couch coaching high school football in the car pickup line. He went from being on the couch to starting on the road against Seattle and losing that ball game by only 2 points. That's amazing. From being out of the league 5 years and just doing it and going and play at this highest level, man, I salute Phillip Rivers with the utmost respect, man.
B-Mac, tell me if you're going to take the Steelers to beat the Lions and if they can pull off that stunner like you guys all the way back 20 years ago went to Detroit and won the big one. who is going to be B-Max MVP of Steelers Lions?
I'm taking Pittsburgh. Y'all already know what time it is. For our viewers that are, I'm sorry, not viewers.
No, there's viewers out there too.
Oh yeah, there's people on YouTube watching us.
Oh, this big. Oh, you guys are big time right now.
If we could get you on the video link one of these days, you could be on a tri-box like we're on TV together.
Oh man, big time things coming from the fans. Shout out to the fan. But listen, check this out. Hear me out now. What I said, it's not a matter of if, but when we win. Remember what people will be saying about Pittsburgh on Monday. The entire trajectory will change playoff-wise. So, yes, I have Pittsburgh going into Detroit. This is the most important game for me, and the reason why I say this is because if we beat Detroit, everything changes for Pittsburgh. Everything, because this is one of the hotter teams in the National Football League, especially come off a loss. So I got Pittsburgh winning, and my player of the game, I'm going two times. I'm gonna go back to the well. Dylan Cook, he got Aiden Hutchinson. At some point in time, he will see Aiden Hutchinson.
Yep.
And man, if you want to earn more stripes, take care of your business.
How about earn
Aiden
more
Hutchinson.
Cash?
That too. Wait a minute. Yeah. Oh yeah. Because he's been in the league what 2-3 years, right?
But on practice squads, he's never gotten the real check before.
Well, he already earned that real check from what he did this past Monday night. Will increase something. But you talk about continuing to add financial leverage. I got Dylan Cook as one of my guys.
Okay.
And, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, we got the best way to neutralize Jared Goff. We got to find somebody to get home. Keanu Benton. He's been quietly one of the best interior pass rushers we have. What do you got, 5 sacks, huh?
He's got more than Hayward.
Yeah, we got like 5, right?
I think he does, actually.
I think and their interior of that line has not been good. They tried to bring Frank Ragnow out of retirement with a torn hamstring.
Exactly. So you know what I'm doing. You know,
and they got a left guard who's a backup who's starting. Yep.
Yeah, that's why I went interior-wise, because the thing about Detroit...
Well, Sewell's a bad dude at right tackle.
Sewell might go down as the best right tackle of all time.
Yes.
He's a bad, bad man.
Yes. Man, he is unbelievable.
Do you remember?
And what he does in the running game is outstanding when he gets in space.
B-Mac, when they are all healthy, they run pass patterns for him. They make him a tackle eligible, and they just let him, like, catch the ball.
Hey, we might see our tackle eligible catch a ball here. Get Spencer Anderson in the mix.
Why not? We got the versatility. You know what?
I got one more question before we let you run. Because you're a football knower, you're a ball knower, you know all these things that we don't as just guys that watch football and BS about it. Can you explain to us tactically why they would have Aaron Rodgers in the game for the tush push, just standing back there?
In his pockets.
Why would you willingly play 10 on 11 in that situation, B-Mac?
I've been thinking about that as well, because you're basically playing 10 on 11. I think if you remove Aaron Rodgers and bring in another running back or another tight end or anything else, you can actually add some pizzazz to that freaking tush push. Because if you look at what what, remember how Baltimore scored with the fake tush push and Mark Andrews ran that toss?
How about the one we ran in Chicago
ran against
with
the Bears.
Gainwell
yeah.
where he scored a touchdown?
A little
they
toss
pitched
play.
It to him.
Yeah, something like that.
They didn't score a touchdown, but came close.
You know, but honestly, it might be hard to remove Aaron because it seems like he gets a nice pleasure just standing there and getting ready to point the first down signal once we get it.
Well, you know, it's not going to be pleasure. What if they screw it up and all of a sudden the ball's going the other way? What the heck's he going to do then?
Well, I don't want him to try to do anything. Whatever happens at that point, just get out the way, Aaron. Get ready for the next drive.
I agree.
We don't need you getting hurt trying to make a tackle, tearing an AC joint or anything like that. Just get out the way.
B-Mac, thank you. Happy holidays,
as
brother.
Always, appreciate it.
See you,
thank
dude.
You, likewise.
There you go. Brian McFadden. At 3:33, time to check out 9 Yards Golf Lounge, now open at the Block Northway in Ross Township. Yeah.
The Block.
The Block. Yep. Got to get that right.
A lot of words that rhyme with block.
Sure. Like?
Clock.
Anything else?
Croc.
Mangum was
mock,
on the brain.
As in mock yeah. draft?
Mm-hmm. Dock. Where chips go.
How about knock?
There's also rock.
Knock you
good
out.
Good old rock. Cock like a rooster.
South Carolina.
Their game.
Hey, there's a game on right now. We haven't had it on in studio the whole time here. What
yeah,
are we
that
doing?
That one TV on the left has been broken.
We're dropping the ball
pissed
here.
Me off. There's
we got
this,
the Gasparilla Bowl going on right
this,
now, boys.
But there was this old Dodgers-Cardinals game from the 80s on, and they had Pendleton, Terry Pendleton, before he went to the Braves.
Oh, before he screwed over Bonds.
I just looked that up on Baseball Reference during one of the commercial breaks. He won the MVP without being an All-Star that year.
Same thing with Stargell in 79.
That's got to be a couple of the only cases of that ever happening.
Do you know what the Gasparilla Bowl celebrates?
The humble Gasparilla?
Do you know what Gasparilla is?
Is it like sarsaparilla?
It's
like
a day, I think, in Tampa where everyone dresses like a pirate and talks like a pirate. It's like...
Get the frick out of here.
It's like picture Mardi Gras.
But pirates.
Except everyone dresses like a pirate and talks like a pirate.
Oh, I'd be in heaven.
You shouldn't say that too
that's
loud.
That's what this,
keep that to yourself.
That's what this bowl
have
game.
Have a couple of grogs.
That's
walk
what
around.
This bowl game celebrates, because Tampa is the home of Gasparilla, which is like a kinky pirate.
A kinky pirate
get together. Oh, there's a huge amount of like sexual
the,
innuendo.
Is this
here.
Like the furries but with pirates?
I think it's more blatantly obvious that there's a sexual tie-in with the Gasparilla than there is with the furries.
You don't think it's pretty blatantly obvious that there's a sexual component
no,
to the
I
furries?
No, I think there's a tie-in with the furries, but I think Gasparilla actually promotes that part of it a little bit more.
Hey, do you like dressing as a pirate? You also like sex?
Blue Chew, the proud sponsor of Gasparilla 2026.
You'll be at full mast the entire time.
Come on, Charlie. That's good stuff right there.
It is good. I'm trying to think of a different pun, but I'm not quick enough.
Have you been down there for a game yet and hung out at the Pirate Ship as a Bucks fan?
Never. It's on my bucket list.
Because we were talking about this the other day because intern Dom ripped to shreds Acrisure Stadium and said it had no aura. And Donnie pointed out he thinks that the Tampa Stadium does have aura because of the Pirate Ship.
Yeah.
And I think he's right. The cannons go off after touchdowns.
It's got a little bit of kitsch to it.
Can
There's
you
like
watch
some personality
the game
there.
From the Pirate Ship? Like, do they sell Pirate Ship tickets like they sell Fenway
I believe
tickets
so.
In
yeah,
Boston?
I'm pretty sure, Pony, that there's like, it might be more of a party deck situation, but like, yeah, I think you can definitely watch them there.
Yeah, 100%.
Did you also see Dom just absolutely randomly go in on Yoey and Bob Smizek on Twitter today?
Yes, I meant to bring that up last segment.
He just said, are they going to call this another PR stunt? And just he tagged them both, man.
So I think it is odd that Smizek, who is usually the first to get to Twitter to rip the Pirates for something, he's been conspicuously absent on this Lau trade.
What's Yoey been doing? Because he likes to rip all the
his
teams
His excuse
locally.
Is that he's in Montreal covering the Penguins, I would suppose.
Okay. So does that mean the Smizek, we infer that he thinks it's a pretty good trade?
I don't know. I think he's been rendered speechless.
They've done a lot of that today.
But I'll tell you, Canadian travel is very difficult, so I'm going to give Yoey a free pass.
Here's Cabali's two tweets on the Lau trade.
Well, save him for when he's in here.
I'm getting worked up about them because they're just vintage Cabali.
He's working you into a shoot.
No, I mean, no, he'll do that when he goes, hey, by the way, did they trade for Joe Hendry?
If you want to talk about the human personification of Eeyore, it is Mark Cabali. He's just sad about everything. Oh, I have to go to Vegas and cover the Steelers.
I actually thought he worked the room pretty well at the karaoke event.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's hard to believe.
I wasn't there. I cannot.
I thought he did a good job.
I had the norovirus.
Yeah, it was bad.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.